The infinitive for giving general directions or instructions. So, you're traveling around and you buy a packet of soup or some box of pasta for your cooktop. No problem. Now you've got to figure out the instructions on the back of the package. Most of the time, these kinds of general instructions are given in the infinitive, even though there are many ways to give instructions in Spanish. Let's take a look and learn from reality.
Abrir el paquete con tijeras.
Open the package with scissors.
Meterlo en un litro de agua caliente.
Put it into a liter of hot water. In this second example, we can see no attached to the end of the infinitive meter, to insert or put into. This is totally legal with any kind of object pronoun in Spanish and will be a theme of our next lessons. And finally, añadir la sal y los otros ingredientes a gusto. Add salt and other ingredients to your taste. And finally, a couple more expressions that pair well with infinitives. Just add the infinitive. In a world where we are truly mobile, words can be looked up in a matter of seconds. Although many translators cannot differentiate between the varied forms, knowing where to put the correct form of the verb in a sentence is still necessary. Me gustaría, I would like. Just add an infinitive. Quisiera, I would like. Very similar. Again, just add an infinitive. And then, intento, I am trying. Add an infinitive. So here you go. You have all sorts of possibilities in this lesson with things that or aspects of the language that you may not have realized before, but something you already had the vocabulary and the ability to do. So that's my goal for you, is to make life just a little bit easier by adding an infinitive. Thanks a lot.